bring in Italy's number 10 chef, the one and only Mr. Gino De Campo. And here is Gino De Campo.
Buongiorno.
Huh? Guys?
Buongiorno.
Not buongiorno.
No.
It's buongiorno.
Buongiorno, I'm sorry.
Buongiorno.
How are you, sir?
I'm good to see you. David, this is for you, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
And this one is signed for you. Thank you very much.
Oh, you have a copy of your book.
Well, I signed one for you. Although I have to say, the way you sell my books...
Yes.
Second to none, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Second to none, yeah.
Thank you.
Hobnob or whatever you say. What's a hobnob?
No, it was hobnob de chocolat avec coffee.
But what's a hobnob?
A biscuit, the hobnob. You've never had a hobnob?
No.
Oh, we should send someone out to the garage to go
Let's
get some hobnobs.
Send Fiona out to the garage.
No, hobnob.
Can you go get some hobnobs?
That sounds rude to me.
Hobnob.
No, it's not rude.
It's a biscuit. You can get normal plain hobnobs or chocolate hobnobs. What would you like?
Chocolate hobnobs.
Right.
Well, so if you're down the pub and somebody say, "Oh, you are a hobnob,"
no,
it's fine.
That's saying you're a biscuit.
Yeah. All right. See, if they say it without the hob bit, then that's offensive.
Yeah,
that's a bad.
But
thing.
You need the hob.
Yeah.
In there for the biscuit. Yeah. Anyway.
Thank you for having me here,
Gino.
Guys.
Where were you born?
I was born in Naples, Napoli.
Napoli,
you know where we have the Vesuvius in the back and the island of Capri in around the Amalfitan
coast. I've never been.
You never been? Sorrento, High Bar Sorrento, where they make the limoncello.
Right, I don't know what you're saying. What?
Limoncello is a drink, which you won't have tried because you don't drink stuff like that.
No.
But it's very nice, like a lemon liqueur.
It's a lemon liqueur, it's a digestive, which is very good.
Oh, like a digestive, like a hobnob. That's like a digestive.
No, the liqueur, the limoncello, made with the...
I don't drink that much.
You often get it at the end of a meal and they'll come over and say, would you like some lemon?
No, I'll have another lager. I don't like all that stuff.
All right.
I don't like it. So you were born in Italy. Is it true you were kicked out of Italy? You had to flee the country, you and your family? Is that not true? Right.
No. I was supposed to do the military service at some point.
So you ran away?
Well, I didn't run away. Sure. I told them very clearly that I don't like heights.
I got flat feet. I cannot fight.
No, nothing to do with fight. I don't like the heights.
Right, okay.
And, but, you know, they sent me to do parachuting in Pisa. Which was very controversial.
And
at that point I decided, you know what? Instead of doing the parachuting business, I'm going to go to London and do some cooking.
Run away. I don't blame you. Well, good for you.
Yeah. Yes.
And you were going to do the parachuting where?
Pisa.
Yeah, I bet.
Pisa.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Where the tower, you know, the
leaning tower.
Yeah, the floppy tower there.
It's not floppy. Leaning.
Yeah, leaning.
Leaning. Yeah. The leaning tower
the
of
leaning.
Pisa.
Leaning. Yeah,
very nice.
So
he went off from Pisa.
And did you study English in Italy, or did you learn when you came here?
I never, you know, I studied for about 4 or 5 years as I was doing the catering college, but the Italians didn't really teach you English very well, I have to say.
Right.
So I learned
here.
I learned here. So, and the best way to learn, for anybody who wants to learn a language, get a girlfriend. So I got myself a girlfriend straight away. Yes.
Very nice.
Because then you can understand the language. It was a bit difficult at the beginning because, you know, there is some things that you wanted to say, but then you don't know the words.
Right.
So, you know.
Right.
And things were getting confusing all the time.
Yeah.
Even if I wanted to ask, you know, a coffee and a donut.
Right. Okay.
It was all confusing.
Sign language there wouldn't work for donut.
Because what he's doing is making
donuts.
You're not.
The thing with the hole.
But that's not the universal sign language for donut.
All right.
Yeah, I don't think.
Okay, well, you know, things were getting confusing.
Sure.
But I also was getting very lucky at the same time.
By the sound of it, yeah. Now, did she have an accent, your girlfriend? Did she?
No. British. Nice. Beautiful British.
Beautiful English.
I fell in love straight away because, you know, with the blonde hair, blue eyes.
Big boobies. Yeah, you like the big boobies.
Big boobies is
but
cool.
Now you're a married man.
Yes, I am.
How long have you been married?
Well, you know this woman that I was talking about?
Yeah.
She's my wife.
No way! The blue one with the big boobies.
Yes!
Wow, and now the big boobies still are lower
still
down boobies. They're lower down, the saggy boobies.
So what's the saggy boobies?
Like that. No, are they still...
Well, you know, you need to work on it.
Sure,
to
okay, keep them steady. Offer, but thank you.
And does she still make you donuts?
Yes, 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 we're doing donuts. We're doing coffee and donuts
that's nice.
Often as we can.
Yeah. How many years? How many years have you been married?
I've been married for 10 years.
10 years. Are you very happy?
Very happy. You know, I think the secret of the marriage is not to spend too much time together.
Mm. Right.
It's very important because and you still have to have a little bit of secrets between you two, because every day you want to discover something new.
Mm-hmm. And your secret is that you're not really Italian.
My secret is... I'm not going to tell you my secret.
Oh, right,
this is a very famous radio show.
You can tell me. You can tell me anything, Gino. You know, I'm here for you. I'm your friend.
Go no
further. My secret is I love Marmite, for example.
I
make pasta with soft cheese, Marmite, Parmesan cheese on top. Amazing.
Yeah.
The otherly, I like Watsis.
What's it?
Ah, the cheesy cheesy what's up? Yes, cool. I like that. I like what's this?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
M&M's. I like M&M's.
M&M's.
Okay, M&M's.
That's good. All good stuff for you.
Yeah. When when I see.
But you've never tried a chocolate hobnob.
No.
Well, today your life is going to change, my friend.
Okay. Are you? You go get some.
Yeah. We'll go and get some. Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay. Bye bye. Right.
What are you going?
I'll be back to the hobnob shop.
But there is a hobnob shop now. Yeah.
So your wife, what's your wife called?
Jessica.
Jessica. I've met Jessica before.
Jessica before,
yes. Very, very lovely woman. Mm-hmm. Must be a very patient woman to put up with Gino.
No, I'm a very, you know, chilled and kind of...
But you're a very flirty man.
I absolutely love women in general, because it's a beautiful creature. I mean, you know, look at that.
Freya and Tina,
Beautiful creature.
They
perfectly made creatures. And
did you just say, look at that, when you pointed at Freya?
Yeah.
You just say, look at that. Look at her.
Look at her, sorry.
No,
I don't want to be disrespectful. I love you. Very beautiful smile.
Thank you, Gina.
Now, Gina, Freya is recently married.
A
few weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how is it going?
It's going well so far,
Are you keeping secret behind?
Have a secret in front.
Because you can't be the secret behind.
You don't have secrets, do you?
No.
Secret.
Oh,
no
you
secret,
must.
No secret behind.
You must keep secrets.
Now, Tina here. Tina is single.
Huh. Hello. Single?
Look at that.
Look, beautiful. Why are you single?
I just am.
Yeah.
You're just single. Okay, yeah. Well.
It's very, very high maintenance.
The right man hasn't come along yet.
Yeah.
The right man, yeah. I don't know if... I don't really believe if there is a right man. Is what, you know...
Yeah.
Just get one.
Yeah. Stop get messing around. Mm. Just get one.
How do you know if he's the right one if you don't go around and, you know, try all of them? Mm.
That's right.
It's very true.
Yeah. Hey, you big tart. That's what you're saying. Okay, so you came here. You came... when did you come to England?
I came to England 17 years ago.
17 years 17. Ago.
Mm. You know, very
soon... You must have been, like 10 years old.
I was 18.
18?
18 when I came here. And very soon... next year, yes. Next year is going to mean that I spend more time in England than in Italy.
Wow! Yes, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, which is a bit strange, but I try to go to Italy as often as I can, 3-4 times. Do you guys go to Italy?
I have been to Italy. My sister got married in Italy.
Where?
She got married just outside Florence.
Firenze.
Beautiful.
Firenze, bella Firenze.
Mm.
Yeah, bella Firenze.
It's Firenze, bella. Oh, you don't go to Italy?
No, I've never been to Italy.
You've never been to Italy?
No.
It's a beautiful place.
It's 2 hours away. It's beautiful.
But no one speaks English and very difficult for me to understand.
But that is the... Why do you do the Borat accent when I'm here?
I do. It's the Italian accent.
No, the Italian accent. Well, I don't have an accent like that.
Say something and I will repeat what I hear.
Okay. I think you should go to Italy because Italy is beautiful.
I think you should go to Italy because Italy are beautiful.
It's not bad. It's better.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
Hey, look, I have something for you.
Okay.
Hobnobs.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Really? I don't know how you've never heard of hobnobs.
But they're a bit oaty. They've got oats in the biscuit. They're nice.
Oh, see, I like things like cantuccini.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the cantuccini.
Right.
The biscuit with the almonds and the pistachio. Amaretti biscuit.
I don't like almonds. You're obsessed with almonds.
You don't like almonds?
Try these. These will be a taste sensation.
How can you not like almonds?
Just because. Here.
You not open one sec.
I don't want to pass them, sorry. Don't go everywhere. Oh, Gino DeCampo. For the first time ever, Gino DeCampo is going to try a chocolate hobnob.
This is an international...
But this is crumbly.
But they're very tasty.
Okay, one second.
Bellissimo.
The packaging is...
Bellissimo, okay. Bellissimo. Okay. I don't know.
Right. I'm trying, yeah?
Okay, mm-hmm. Here we go.
Oh.
It's dry.
It's a biscuit.
Yeah, but what is it? Oat?
Yes.
It's got oats in there. It's not dry.
No,
it's biscuity.
You can dip it. You need to do the dunky stuff.
Dunk it in your stuff. Here we go. Now he's going to dunk it in his tea.
I'm going to dunk it in my tea here.
In your tea. Here we go. Oh.
Oh, that's better.
Oh, that's better.
Huh? Mm.
Yeah. And hobnobs,
much better.
Hobnobs are very good for dunking. Other biscuits are available, and they're also good for dunking. But there you are. Now we've introduced you to something new.
Nice. You can make a beautiful cheesecake with this one.
Yes.
Crumble the hob. Yeah. Base. Or the base of the cheesecake, which will be a bit of butter, a bit of cinnamon.
Yeah. Mm. And a little bit of chili.
Oh, no, I like
that. In the base of the cheesecake.
Yeah. Have you ever tried with black pepper just to give a little bit of a kick with it? Because it's quite sweet.
Yes.
So a little bit of black pepper. Yeah, nice.
I want to do a TV show with you where I teach you about British foods that you've not tried, like hobnobs. Have you ever had a microwavable kebab?
No. Microwavable
kebab.
You know, what would you end up microwave?
You put the kebab in the microwave
and
you eat.
Yeah, 2 minutes, leave it to stand for 30 seconds, eat.
Yeah. Are you?
Pot noodle?
No.
You never had one?
No.
Well,
I think we should do a show where I take you to Italy, to to show you Italy, learn the language, the food, and then you take me around
take you to Leeds.
Leeds. Yeah, Leeds,
I'll take you around the UK.
Yes.
What a show. and then you can check out the ladies.
Yeah, I can...
Hello! You can go to Yorkshire, go to Leeds. Hello, chico lady, you look very nice.
Well, you've been doing that show where you go around and you try all the local dishes, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
You've been all around the country. I just finished the show where I go around the country.
Beautiful places, I tell you. Yes. I've tried some fantastic stuff.
You went to Stoke-on-Trent, I think,
Stoke-on-Trent, Stoke-on-Trent was good.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
What did you learn in Stoke-on-Trent?
We had it was a pie made like a steak, a kidney pie.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But their version, they do it with hearts and, feet and stuff like that.
Heart and feet.
Yeah.
Pies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it was quite good. You know, I love old-fashioned recipes because they're very simple and they're very inexpensive, but yet very tasty, which is great.
Right. I like that. Very nice. Now, Gino De Campo. What a handsome man.
What do you like to eat? Do you like Italian food?
I like pasta.
It's not only pasta.
Pizza.
Biscotti,
pizza.
The bread, the panini.
But it's all fattening. It's all bad.
It's not fattening.
Yes,
it's
very, very high calories in the pasta.
No, it's not high calorie in the pasta. It's how much pasta do you eat?
But I have a big bowl of pasta.
Hey, that is the problem.
And then you put the pesto. The pesto very fattening on the belly.
How can it be fattening? A little bit of extra virgin olive oil, fresh basil, pine kernels.
And the bread is very fattening. And the wheat. And then... like that.
What, because these things are not fattening here?
What,
that's the hobnob?
No. Hobnob.
Hobnob?
Hobnob, yeah.
Well, those are fattening as well.
No, they're very nice.
Yeah, if you have one, but if you have a packet...
I don't eat the whole packet.
But why do you eat a big bowl of pasta then? A small bowl of pasta?
Because you make the pasta and you put the sauce and then you have to have a bowl of the pasta.
Secret of it, pasta. Do you make love?
To the pasta?
No, generally.
Not for a long time.
See? Half an hour every day, and you can eat whatever pasta you want, my
friend. Wow. Wowzers.
Half an hour.
After 10 years of marriage?
Yeah.
Every day?
210 calories for half an hour.
Wow.
You can burn 210 calories.
Hang on,
calories.
Where's the packet of hobnobs?
But that's like that's a week's worth in one sitting.
Let me work out how many calories. 95 calories in a hobnob. So, that's like, two
Hang on,
and a half
are you,
hobnobs.
Are you really equating making love to hobnobs?
I don't have much of a choice, Dave. At the moment, it's just a hobnobs. I'm happy with my with my hobnobs.
Yeah, it'd be like a sort of hobnobbing guide, wouldn't it?
Okay, so you come to the UK.
Yes, I can.
And then where do you come? London?
I came to Guildford the first time.
Why Guildford?
Guildford because I won a scholarship, and they sent me to Guildford to work in an Italian restaurant there for 3 months. And so I did my 3 months there, and I really liked. I really love the British mentality of life, because you know you guys are very cool. You live and let live. You know, you're not very judgmental what people wear what people say.
Really?
I think you know, when I came here, I said, this is the greatest country ever.
Wow.
Everybody lives alone, everybody's happy, you know.
Do you think?
Cool. Yeah. I mean, guys, you know, you don't have the sun, but still smiling, which is great.
Well, yeah, we don't know what the sun is.
Yeah, but you know, you still have a good... I love the good sense of humor that you have, and, you know, everybody's always friendly. I like that. Mm. I always love that.
So you work in Guildford for three months.
Yeah, and then I came to London.
To London. And then what did you do?
Since then, I worked in various restaurants. Yeah. I had my own restaurants.
Now, do you still have a restaurant?
No, not anymore. Two years ago, I had two restaurants, and I sold both of them. Because,
why?
You know, it's very difficult to be on television and be in the restaurant at the same time. So what's happened is the customer, they were getting annoyed that I was
Where is Gino?
All the time, where is Gino? So then I think, you know, as a professional, you take a decision to say, you know what, let me get a break from the restaurants. I'll do more television, more books, and then when things come down,
go back to the restaurant.
What did the restaurants were there? Italian restaurants?
Italian restaurants,
Did you do chips?
No.
Did you have
patatine? We used to call them, not chips.
You have Tommy sauce?
Sorry?
Tommy sauce?
What's a Tommy sauce?
A ketchup?
No.
Red sauce?
No, we don't do ketchup in
Italian.
Daddy's
sauce? None of that?
No. Oh, we do Italian mustard with fruits inside.
Mustard. But when you were in Guildford, people didn't ask for Tommy sauce?
No.
Wow. Brown sauce?
No. There is no sauces to go. Well, how can you put brown sauce with ravioli?
Yeah.
But how?
You just pour it on. Mix it up with a spoon. You get pasta, you put tomato sauce on it.
No, that is...
What?
This is a non-winning battle.
Absolutely. Who was that? Who was that that asked... Was it you that asked for ketchup at Gordon Ramsay's place?
Yeah. What did he say?
He said, he got one of his posh maitre d' guys to come out and tell me no, basically.
Okay.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Well, you know, sometimes it's good for a chef to tell you that because if the balance doesn't work with the dish, he's giving you his opinion to say don't do it.
Sometimes you can make it clever, like Bloody Mary ketchup is lovely. Well, you make it a bit more interesting.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
depending on what did you have? Did you ask ketchup?
Chips.
Why?
People like chips.
Yeah, I like chips, but not with ketchup.
Yeah, really? Man.
No, a little bit of salt, you know, a little bit of pepper.
Mayonnaise?
Sometimes I'll touch on mayonnaise.
Well, if you have mayonnaise, then you can equally have ketchup.
No, but ketchup is too sweet.
No.
Ketchup is too sweet to go with the ketchup and the...
You're talking rubbish. Mm. So you've got to learn, my friend.
With respect, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. Now, when you have breakfast in the morning, at the weekend, what do you have?
I usually don't have breakfast. I'll have a 2-3 espresso coffee. Mm. Bang, go.
Well, obviously you bang every day.
Absolutely, 220 calories.
Do you like the full English breakfast? The fry?
I love that. Yes.
Do you have black pudding?
I like black pudding.
White pudding?
Yes. Sometimes I have white pudding.
Nice,
I do. I don't like the chips in the morning. I don't like that. I like fried eggs.
Fried eggs.
The sausage.
Sausage.
Baked beans. See, I like baked beans. Not too many, but baked beans.
They have baked beans in Italy, right?
Yeah. No.
Really?
We have beans, but not in tomato sauce.
And you know why you like the baked beans?
Why?
Because it's beans with tomato sauce, my friend. Come on. That's what it is.
Oh, that it could be one.
Yeah.
And then I like the squeaky thing with the potato.
Hash browns.
Bubble squeak.
Oh, bubble and squeak.
Bubble and squeak.
No, bubble and squeak.
Bubble and squeak.
Yeah, not bubble and squeak.
Bubbly squeak. Bubble and squeak. I like that. I love that.
It's like having a child here, isn't it? It's good. I like it. Now, Philip Schofield.
Yes.
You and he are very good friends.
Yeah, he's a lovely man. Yes,
and
he's a good man.
He got you on Twitter.
He got me on Twitter, yes.
Yeah.
He got me on Twitter. I love, you know, the Twitter stuff there. That's great.
There's
a lot of girls on Twitter.
I know there are. But what about... Now, Gino said when he went on Twitter, he sussed about girls who put their photo on and girls who don't put a photo on.
Yeah. It's just, you know, the people ask, when they got an egg, or they got a little birdie thing, you know, and they ask you to follow them. Why would you follow an egg? Or why would you follow a little birdie thing?
Right.
I follow pretty women. It's simple as that. Right?
Yeah.
And so you know, think because, listen, if I got a choice, you choose the pretty one.
Sure. Right.
I'm not going to follow the minger one. You choose the pretty one. Mm.
Why follow the minger one?
Yeah.
And your wife is cool with this? Your wife never gets...
Yes, because I do public relation.
Right. What do you mean?
With the Twitter team.
Sure, right. But your wife never gets jealous?
Oh, no. Because at the end of the day, I go home and I do the half an hour thing.
Right. Maybe she finds a man who does the hour thing.
No. My wife, no.
But would you be okay with your wife hanging out with all the men and looking at men and all of that? You don't mind that?
That is fine.
That's fine.
You know what? You build a trust between. You need to build a trust between a man and a woman.
Sure.
That's what you know. Marriage is all about.
What's her name again?
Jessica.
Jessica. Will Jessica be listening?
I would think so, yes.
Hello, Jessica. It's Chris speaking. I'd like to take you out for the pasta dinner with the Tommy sauce. And afterwards, we have the chocolate hobnob. Yeah, I'll make you bubble and squeak.
The next day, I'll make you bubble and squeak. That's all right, you don't mind that?
I don't mind that.
Okay,
no.
All right. Very nice.
No, that's fine. As far as you don't burn those calories, though.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Jessica, it's like a workout in the gym. By the time I finish with you, I can have 3 hobnobs.
Yeah, not a while, not the same time.
What? Yeah, at the same time.
You have no children.
I have 2 boys.
You have 2 boys?
Yes, I got 2 boys.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Luciano is 9.
And Luciana?
Luciano.
Luciano.
Luciano, like Pavarotti. And Rocco is 6.
Mm. Rocco.
Yes.
Nice. 2 boys. How about you?
2 boys.
I bet
great.
You love that.
It's great. You know, I wanted a little girl, but it didn't happen.
Right.
So Jessica and I, we are in all the... We're trying to adopt one. Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes.
Well, good luck with that.
We've been trying for about 2 years now, and slowly we're getting there. You know, it's not
good.
Easy.
Good for you.
Yeah. It's not easy, yeah.
And you can't make a girl.
Yes, what? I can.
You're not a real man. What's wrong with you?
I can.
Yes.
I can, but the only thing is, you know, maybe he's going to get another boy.
Yeah, sure.
So I said, you know what? Why don't we help somebody else? So in life, I think it's,
good idea.
It's a good balance to do
that.
Well,
good luck.
Mm. Thank you.
I hope that works out for you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Oh, Gino De Campo. Isn't he lovely?
Mm. Are you going to come and see me tomorrow?
Where?
The Ideal Home Show.
Well, the Ideal Home Show? Why would I go to that?
Well, because I'm doing cookery demonstrations.
I don't want to see you do that.
Why?
Because you'll be cooking with amaretto and
I'm not going to cook with amaretto. No, but I'm doing pasta.
Yeah, but without tommy sauce.
Yeah, you can bring your own tommy sauce and then you can put it on top.
What pasta are you making tomorrow?
Tomorrow I'm going to make actually linguine al pesto genovese.
Oh, so that's linguine pasta with
linguine,
pesto.
Linguine.
Linguine.
Ne. Not linguine. Linguine.
From, do you know, from Genova. Genoa.
Yes, Genova. Genova. When it ends with...
Who's Jennifer?
It's a place, it's a port in Italy.
Genova.
Yeah.
Genova.
Linguine.
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 Al pesto genovese.
Al pesto
genovese.
Genovese.
Genovese. And then I'm going to show everybody how to bake an ice cream. Bake an ice cream in a beautiful meringue.
Yeah, but it will melt.
You can do it in the oven or you can do it with a blowtorch.
But I don't have a blowtorch.
Or in the oven then.
Right, fine. Okay.
In the oven is good, yes.
Yeah, not many people at the Ideal Home Show will have blowtorches.
No, but you know, you can buy one.
Around that area, yes, but not actually inside.
Yeah. Just outside, though.
Yeah. Not a problem. So what time are you doing that tomorrow?
The Ideal Home Show is from the 16th.
Right.
Until the 20th. So it's
and you're there every day?
I'm going to be there tomorrow. I'm going to be there on Thursday, and I'm going to be there on Saturday.
But what about Jessica in the 30 minutes?
Well, you're taking her out, are you?
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
Yes, you're taking her out, so you can do me that favour.
30 minutes?
Wow.
30?
No. You didn't sell my book very well, did you?
Well, no, I like your book. Gino has a book called Italian Home Baking, and basically in the book, he talks about all the different types of... It's Italian stuff, so it's bread, cakes, biscuits, pasta, all that. Pizza. But there's a lot of stuff here, which is good, but a lot of stuff is, I don't know.
Well, it depends what you like. I mean, when I did the book, I wanted to do a collection of all the beautiful Italian baking dishes.
Ciabatta bread. Yes. Very nice. I'd like to make that. Ciabatta with purple olives and rosemary. You just sprinkle that in, right?
Yes, you fold it in just before it goes into the oven. Yes.
I don't like olives.
Okay.
Then black and green olives. I don't like them.
Why not?
Because I don't like olives. I've never tried them.
So, but how can you say you don't like it if you never tried them?
Because you get them for free at the start of a meal. And if it's free, then it's no good.
Because you have the black olives, which the Spanish one. The one that they colour with the squid ink.
You never go for a meal and they bring out like a steak for you to just have before your meal. It's just olives. So therefore, no good. Next, right? Yeah, and it's all anchovies and capers.
I don't like anchovies.
I tried anchovies and capers for the first time a few weeks ago.
And?
Well, anchovies are like little fishes.
Yes.
That's good. And capers. Now, are capers like olives or not?
The capers, they're not like olives. No. They're slightly salted. But, you know, if you make, you can make a beautiful sauce with anchovies and capers called puttanesca.
Called what?
Oh, puttanesca. Puttanesca. Linguine alla puttanesca. Which is, if you translate it, is linguine made from a sauce from the ladies of the night.
Right, I don't know what you're saying.
Right, okay,
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't normally associate that with a sauce.
No.
Yeah, so, you do it with that, anchovies and capers.
He shows you how to make breakfast rolls.
Yes, those are great because then you can put chocolate spreads in there.
Wow.
You can put salame.
Tomato sauce.
If you want to put tomato sauce.
I know this recipe is entitled Breakfast Rolls, but believe me, filled with my suggested bacon and fried egg, you would be happy to have one of these handed to you almost any time of the day.
Is that right? Okay, so then it's bread, right? So it's bread, and then it's cakes.
Yes, all the cakes, the biscuits.
But look at this, look.
What about the panettone? How can you not like panettone?
You put apricot in a cake. But a dried fruit in a cake. That's not...
See, I quite like apricot.
What about bread and butter pudding?
Oh, nice.
Bread and butter pudding. I find bread and butter pudding... I find it a bit stodgy, a bit... Yeah, a bit like...
Too much.
Oh, you know what? One day I'm going to have to cook for you. Let's organise me. I'll come to your house. We do a bit of cooking. I'm going to show you all these beautiful dinners.
I'll cook for you as well.
Okay. We can do a cook-off.
Hmm. Pardon?
A cook-off.
Sorry, I was about to say, I thought you were in a rush. But I can definitely cook with you.
Well, we'll do that.
I do very good cheesecake.
Yeah?
Jamie Oliver stole my cheesecake recipe.
A baked cheesecake or in the fridge cheesecake?
In the fridge cheesecake.
Ah, nice. Yeah. I like cheesecake.
Yeah.
But we're good with lemon zest.
Lemon and orange.
And orange, nice.
Yeah.
Zingy.
Yes, exactly. Zingy. Yeah, and tomato sauce on top.
Now tomato sauce. I can put tomato sauce on a cheesecake.
I'm joking. I make a chocolate fudge cake.
Chocolate fudge?
Yes, chocolate. There's a lot of fudge and less of the chalk.
All right.
There's a chocolate fudge cake.
Chocolate fudge cake, I like that.
Scones.
You like scones? I like
cream
scones.
And the jam.
I like
it. Or the jam and the cream, depending on where you're from.
In there, there is a recipe for scones. Italian scones.
No.
Oh, yes.
Wow. I wonder if it's like mine. I'll find it. I don't know where it is. You like the scones, Dave?
Pardon?
You like the scones?
I like a scone, yeah.
Scone?
Mm.
You say scone or scone?
Scones.
Mm. Scones.
Yeah, scones. Scone. But yeah, scones. But I'm partial to a scone.
I like that with a little bit of
jam, butter and jam.
And the clotted cream. Amazing.
Here they are, look.
Look at that.
Dolcetti con fragole ed aceto. Balsamico.
Very good.
Hello. Because,
very good.
Hey, I said that right proper first time in Ordina.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. See, I do like a strawberry and balsamic vinegar reduction.
Nice.
Yeah, and then it becomes like
why put vinegar in it?
Balsamic vinegar.
In the scone?
No, in the strawberries.
Right.
When you do the strawberries in the pan, so it becomes like a jam with balsamic vinegar.
Nice.
So you got the sharpness of the vinegar, sweetness of the balsamic, which is very good.
Who wrote the book?
I did.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't. So it says like what it is, and then it's a description.
Okay.
But who wrote that bit? That's not you.
Yes, I wrote this.
No, it's not you.
Go on. What's wrong with the description now?
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Dave?
Bonjour.
17 years ago, within the first couple of months of my being in England, I had my first ever English cream tea, and I was in heaven. I have often made scones for friends and family and have many variations, but this one has to be one of my favourites. The scones are perfected with a touch of amaretto liqueur, and the jam has that unexpected kick that just works deliciously together. I prefer to eat my scones slightly warm with a good cup of breakfast tea. Yummy. Right? Now, Gino, you read it.
Right? Okay.
You read it.
I can do that.
Okay, here we go. You tell me if he wrote this, all right?
Okay.
Okay. 17 years ago, within the first couple of months of me... of my being in England.
See?
No, 1 second, because you distracted me.
Sure, sorry.
Couple of months ago, on mine being in England, I had my first ever English cream tea.
See, now it doesn't say. And, hang on, 1 second. It doesn't say I had my first. It says I had my first. He puts an A on the end of things.
I had my first ever English cream tea.
Okay.
And was in heaven.
Right.
I have often made scones for friends and family and have many variations. But this has...
What? After variations, what is the word?
But.
Yes.
This has to be one of my favorites.
Yes.
The scones are perfected with a touch of amaretto liqueur and the jams as the unexpected kick that just work deliciously together. I prefer to eat my scones slightly warm.
Here we go.
With a good cup of breakfast tea.
Here we go.
Jamais.
Yummy.
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 See? I can do it.
Oui. Bellissimo.
Fantastico.
Fantastic. Gino Fantastico.
Gino Fantastico.
Wow. Well, there you are. Gino's book is Italian Home Baking. This is for me.
Yeah. Right? Thank you very much for my copy.
I signed both of you.
I will make something from your book and I will send you a picture on Twitter of what I make.
Okay, that will be great. Will be great. And thank you for following me on Twitter.
Hobnob Pasta.
Thank you for following me on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do I follow you on Twitter?
No, you don't.
Right, okay. Do you follow me?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, because I always make sure to see, you know, where you're up to, you know, if you need any tips on cooking.
Right.
Dave, I know you know, we follow each other.
We follow each other. Old friends for a long time.
Really?
It's at Gino Fantastico.
Yeah.
At Gino Fantastico.
I wanted to put Gino da Campo. Somebody has took it.
No way.
Yes.
In many ways. How dare they? I come around and I slap their legs.
It sure wouldn't be another Gino da Campo, so somebody took it.
In many ways, Gino Fantastico is better, I think.
357,000 followers.
I know, that is appalling, is it? Compared to you guys, you guys rock.
I'm the same. I'm just a little bit more.
You got a 1 million before that.
1.6 million, but that's fine. And when will you be seeing Philip Schofield next?
I'm going to go on this morning as soon as I finish with you.
Today?
Yes.
Are you cooking?
I'm cooking. I'm going to make a lamb stew.
Lamb stew?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Lamb stew with mint and rosemary and cheesy mashed potato.
Lovely.
I don't like the cheesy mashed potato,
that sounds
but
beautiful.
I like the stew.
The stew is beautiful.
Yes.
Really.
And will you put some tomato sauce in the stew? For me?
I tell you what, I'm going to put a little bit of, you know, tomato sauce on the side.
Right.
And I'm going to say, if Chris was here...
Yes.
Yeah, because I was on Radio 1 this morning...
Yes.
...he would have a little tomato ketchup to put it on top and completely ruin everything.
Would you like to play our game?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, we got a game?
Yeah.
Oh,
so
cool.
When you go to this morning...
Yeah.
...we give you a word, a secret word, have to say that word during your piece on this morning.
Okay.
And Philip has to guess what the word is. Mm.
Okay.
So you drop a secret word and we choose. So like you say, so I'm making the lamb stew and I love this recipe in my caravan, right? And then Philip goes, is the word caravan? And you go, yes!
And Philip is really, really good. Well, Holly is as well. They're both very good at spotting what the word is.
Okay, but do they know that I'm going to do that?
Yes, yeah, they know.
Okay.
So they're really good
so
at spotting.
So what word do I need to use?
Hobnob.
Knob.
No, how can I say hobnob with lamb stew?
Well,
it's gonna be.
You'll have the lamb stew, then you have a cup of tea with the knob-knob. Very nice. Please. Yes?
Man, that's going to ruin my career. I'm not going to tell people knob-knob and
hob-knob, it is. Saying it wrong. Well, we need to come up with a phrase or a word for Gina.
Yeah, we do, don't we?
Don't we?
Okay, well...
What about...
something easy.
Bubbly squeak.
Jessica. Yes. Gina go on the television with the Hollywood booby and the Philip Schofield with the white hair.
He do not diet like Gina, though.
Oh, yes, sir.
30 minutes, I'm very tired today. Maybe 29 and a half.
I don't know what word to give him.
Come on, what Dominic, what word can we give him? We can say...
And then I like the squeaky thing.
There you go,
that's
squeaky
my favourite.
Yeah. What, the squeaky thing?
Squeaky
what, bubbly squeak?
Bubbly squeak?
Bubbly squeak?
Should we make him say bubbly squeak?
Yeah, bubbly
squeak
would be good.
Great, yeah.
Bubbly, how am I going to put bubbly squeak in?
You can do it because you are Gino DeCampo.
Gino, okay. Fantastico.
And one sec, when I say bubbly squeak, they're supposed to react? They're supposed to do something?
Well, no, but we will know. Viewers will know.
Oh, I
see. We'll all know.
Ah, this is a...
So you go, hey, Ollie, I make the stew. I make very nice British foods. Like the hobnob, the bubbly squeak, and then now I make a stew.
Okay, all right. Bubbly
easy.
Squeak.
Easy.
I can bubbly say bubbly squeak.
Yeah, and then we'll know that's just for us.
Okay, all right. Cool. I like
very
that.
Very nice. All right, good. So Gina will be on this morning with Philip and the lovely Holly Willa Bubbies.
Holly,
you like Holly?
Holly, she's great.
She's very nice.
She's very nice. Very, very down to her.
Philip,
very cool.
Not so nice.
No, Philip is good.
Terrible alcoholic.
Oh, is he?
Yes.
No.
He always drunk on this morning.
Yes. No, Philip. No. Yes. Philip is very professional. He does all the auto-cue thing. Very good. Eh?
He can't read. They tell him in his ear. He's so drunk, he can't see cameras. I tell you.
Listen, I'm there all the time. I know that he's not drunk.
Yes, he's drunk. When he drink the tea? Jack Daniels.
I'm going to check it out now.
Yeah, you do that. Gino is, he has it. If you want to know how to make a million different types of bread, then Gino's book is perfect for you. And if you like cheesecake with olives and,
not olives, almonds.
But a mackerel in there and stuff like that. And I'm pleased that we've introduced Gino to British biscuits.
You can take them. You can take them with you as a gift from us.
Thank you. You can
put them in your stew.
No, I'm not going to put them.
Right,
Share them round with Holly and Phil because they'll enjoy them.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you, guys.
And good luck with your live cooking.
Thank you.
And I hope it goes well. We will definitely meet up and cook together.
Oh, Chris, that will be great. Will be good because you can show me some British stuff. I'll show you my Italian stuff.
Gino, beans on toast.
I like beans on toast.
Oh, you've
not
heard of
often,
it
right. But beans on toast is good.
How about, digestive biscuits?
Yes.
With butter?
With butter?
Yeah, a little bit of butter on the top. It's lovely.
Yes, sir.
So you worry about pasta.
Yep.
But then you're not worried about digestive biscuit with butter.
No. Do you think I got maybe my diet wrong?
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe you should have,
Look at me, though.
You look great.
Look at that. Look. I've got the guns.
And all this...
Ooh!
All this without making love?
I have guns, one bigger than the other. Look at that.
Oh, I see.
All right. Mm. Gino DeCampo, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's going to be on this morning later on today. Gino!